Good morning once again. I am Rica Lazo. Here are the news making headlines in the COVID-19 pandemic. There will be no further easing of health protocols in Metro Manila for the next 2 weeks. On Monday, the government announced that the capital region will remain under COVID Alert Level 2 until December 15th. Alert Level 2 is also retained in several regions, including the Cordilleras, Central Luzon, Calabarzon, the Visayas, Davao, and the Bangsamoro region. The province of Apayao, meanwhile, will be placed under Alert Level 3. The Philippine Genome Center has yet to detect the presence of the Omicron variant in the country. But the head of the agency admits there is a need to retest samples from those who tested positive upon arrival to ensure the new variant has not yet entered the Philippines. The National Institute of Health, meanwhile, also calling for more samples from other regions of the country.
So far, Mr. President, we have already done about 18,000 whole genome sequences. And binalikan po natin yung ating database, wala pa po tayo nakita ni isa pang ni isang Omicron. I think we need to backtrack samples from early November, and then coming going forward, all other samples coming in to the Philippines, yung mga positives nating mga samples sa airport, as well as at different places of the Philippines, kung mapapadala sa amin, at we can do more intense sequencing.
Ang aming pong mga plano ngayon ay hikayatin po muli ang mga laboratorio upang mag-submit po ng mga samples, lalo na po galing sa ating mga returning overseas Filipino.
The Philippine government must impose tighter restrictions on all travelers, regardless of their country of origin. That suggestion coming from Dr. Maricarlyn Pin of the Philippine College of Physicians. She says this will not only help in improving the screening process of travelers, but will also help prevent discrimination.
We do not actually know who among the travelers will actually carry this new variant. So I think it is safer if we apply one policy for all. There is always wisdom in apply in being consistent. And one consistency would be just to apply one policy for all travelers, regardless where they're coming from. So putting them immediately on quarantine as soon as they come in, and then testing them on the fifth day. I think that will be suffice enough to really make sure that we will be able to contain the entry of the virus into the country.
The Philippines currently bans travelers from several South African and European nations. Those who have been to the red list countries in the last 14 days are barred from entering the Philippines, regardless of vaccination status. U.S. President Joe Biden tells Americans not to panic over the Omicron variant. Biden says the U.S. is in a good position to control its possible spread without having to resort to lockdowns or more travel bans beyond restrictions already imposed on 8 Southern African countries. Biden promises a more detailed pandemic strategy in the coming days.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. A year ago, America was floundering against the first variant of COVID. We beat that variant significantly, and then we got hit by a far more powerful threat, the Delta variant. But we took action, and now we're seeing deaths from Delta come down. We'll fight we're going to fight and beat this new variant as well. My team at the White House will provide me with daily updates this week, and on Thursday, I'll be putting forward a detailed strategy outlining how we're going to fight COVID this winter, not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more.
America's top infectious diseases expert, meanwhile, says the U.S. is doing everything it can to screen inbound travelers.
We already have in place when people come into the United States, they have to be tested before they get on, and they have to show vaccination documentation. So even before Omicron came in, we have a situation where we'll be able to test. And talking about testing, fortunately for us, the PCRs that we mostly use would pick up this very unusual variant that has a real large constellation of mutations. Fortunately for us, that the PCRs that we do pick it up.
And those are the latest. I am Rika Lazo. Keep it here on the ABS-CBN News Channel.